I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, May 16th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the City Council to approve a capital improvement plan totaling $25 million. During tonight's City Council meeting, the mayor will request $15 million for construction of a new Quincy animal shelter off Quarry Street, right next to the new dog park. The mayor's also seeking $7 million to make improvements to public buildings and $3 million for new vehicles. Also tonight, councilors will continue discussing a plan to take a burned-out building at 1620 Hancock Street in Quincy Center for redevelopment, and will consider the city's five-year housing production plan. A public hearing regarding Wollaston Center redevelopment also on the agenda tonight. And the council is expected to honor the 10th anniversary of the Quincy Climate Action Network. Meeting begins at 6 p.m. at City Hall and will be carried live on QATV Channel 9. City Council will begin reviewing the mayor's proposed budget for the next fiscal year this coming Wednesday evening. Public hearing is set at 6:30 at City Hall. The Council Finance Committee, which includes all nine councilors, will begin departmental budget hearings following the public hearing, starting with the presentation on revenue. Two other budget hearings are also scheduled, May 23rd and May 25th, both at 6:30 at City Hall. The proposed budget represents an increase of almost $27 million over the current year's spending plan. There is a new documentary now available telling the story of seven military generals from Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch is presenting City of Generals, Quincy's modern-day patriots. Mayor says the new film captures the city of Quincy's patriotic traditions and dedication of the new General's Bridge and Park last fall in Quincy Center, featuring seven generals from Quincy. The documentary features sit-down interviews with five of the generals and the sons of two of the generals. There's also an interview with the sculptor who created the statues and busts that reside in the new park. Mayor says more than 17,000 men and women from Quincy have answered the call to serve over the past 2.5 centuries, some making the ultimate sacrifice. He says the documentary celebrates Quincy's rich and patriotic history. The documentary is available now at quincygenerals.com. A longtime Randolph police officer has died after being involved in a car crash Saturday morning with another car on Route 3 South. Officer Michael Beal, who had been with the Randolph Police for 35 years, died. This happened around 6 a.m. in Hingham. Beal leaves behind a wife and 8 children. Plymouth County DA Tim Crew said state police were called to Route 3 South and found Beal on the road and his car crashed and rested in the median. The other car was found stationary in the breakdown lane with damage to the front of it. Person driving that car taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Cause of the crash is still under investigation. Caitlin McCarthy, a high school senior set to graduate in June, was fatally struck by an MBTA commuter rail train in Abington Friday. Abington school officials confirmed the death on Saturday. Transit police said other personnel responded to a report of a pedestrian struck in the area of Birch Street in Abington about 11:30 on Friday night. T officials say the victim was walking along the right-of-way when she was struck. No foul play is suspected. McCarthy's mother, Lori Frost, said she believes her daughter had earbuds in during the incident. She said McCarthy was set to graduate from Abington High School on June 4th. A GoFundMe to set up to cover McCarthy's funeral expenses has raised more than $35,000 of the $20,000 goal as of last night. A man died at the Park Street T station Saturday night. That person, who has not been identified, came into contact with the third rail. This happened about 10 p.m. A preliminary investigation found the man appeared unsteady on his feet while on the southbound platform. Officials say he fell off the platform and contacted the third rail. Again, foul play not suspected. Firefighters had to battle yet another brush fire in the Blue Hills Reservation for the third straight weekend. Smoke was spotted coming from the state park and a Milton Fire Department engine at the scene. The latest brush fire comes after a May 8th fire scorched about 40 acres at Blue Hills, which followed a May 1st fire that burned an estimated 16 acres at the reservation. No word from fire officials about how much land this past weekend's Blue Hills fire burned. All schools in Brookline are closed today after negotiations between the school committee and the union failed to reach a resolution yesterday. The Brookline Educators Union voted to strike starting today. The union bargained with the school committee for nearly 9 hours, stalling just before 4 a.m. yesterday, but the two sides could not reach an agreement. Union members said the school committee did not provide proposals for key issues, including guaranteed daily duty-free prep time, guaranteed time for weekly collaboration, and substantive action on attracting and retaining educators of color. According to a statement from the school committee, a preliminary injunction was issued against the union in Norfolk County Superior Court, prohibiting them from striking or threatening to strike. The school committee said its offer included a 6% pay increase from 2020 to 2023, followed by an 8% raise from 2023 to 2026. Board also said it proposed a forum to address issues of justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion. Mediation will continue today. Hanson police reporting Saturday they are investigating an incident of a suspicious man allegedly approaching two children and telling one to get in his van. Police said they were dispatched to the area of Whitman Street Saturday morning. Caller told police his son and his son's friend, both of whom are younger than 12, were approached by a white man with a buzz cut and glasses, believed to be between 35 and 40. The man allegedly asked if the children wanted toys. They said no, and he told one of the kids to just get in his van. Both children fled and told their parents what happened. Police checked and found some video from a neighbor showing a van involved in the incident, maybe a white work van, possibly a Ford E Series 250 cargo van with roof racks and running boards. Anybody with information is asked to contact Hanson Police. Gas prices in Massachusetts reaching a new record high for the sixth day in a row Saturday, according to AAA. Average price for a gallon of gas now $4.53, up 6 cents from last Thursday, 23 cents in the past week. A year ago at this time, it was $1.64 lower at $2.89 a gallon. The national average now $4.45 a gallon, also a new record. Diesel prices have also hit a new high in Massachusetts, now averaging $6.36 a gallon as of Saturday. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. Dow up 466. NASDAQ rose 434. S&P added 93. Global stocks were mixed. The dollar higher. The euro is up. Oil up again, $109 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat Milwaukee 109-81, taking that series 4-3. They're on to Miami now to play the Heat tomorrow night at 8:30. Bruins season has come to an end with a 3-2 loss to the Carolina Hurricanes on Saturday, and Carolina takes that series 4-3. The Rangers beat the Red Sox 7-1. Boston back home tonight at 7:10 against Houston. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, some hazy sunshine, maybe some afternoon showers or a thunderstorm, high near 80. Tonight, a lingering shower, low of 62. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 74. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 70. Sunday, 77 for Thursday. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, light southerly winds, high tide right after noon. Sunrise, 5:21, set at 7:59. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, May 16th.